The 11th day of the blessed month of Tuba, the Theophany feast of our Lord, and the baptism of the Lord Christ. Today the Church celebrates the honorable feast of the baptism of our Lord. The feast in Greek is called the Feast of Theophany, or the Feast of the Manifestation of the Divine Nature of our Lord. It is also called Epiphany. On this day, in the year 31 AD, our Lord Christ, to whom is the glory, was baptized at the hands of St. John the Baptist in the Jordan River. The Holy Trinity was clearly revealed to everyone, the Father in heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And the Son, Jesus, standing in the Jordan River, and the Holy Spirit descending like a dove and alighting upon him. The glory of the Lord Christ was also manifested, for he did not reveal himself in the previous 30 years until he revealed himself to the people of Israel. The Lord Christ had established with his baptism the sacrament of baptism, the first of the sacraments, and the entry door to the kingdom of God. He who believes and is baptized will be saved when he keeps his baptismal covenant with unceasing repentance and good deeds. We thank our God who made himself of humble origin and came in the likeness of men and established for us the road to eternal life. To him is the everlasting glory forever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 1216 AD, Pope Ioannis VI, also known as John VI, the 74th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. His name was Abu al-Magid and worked as a merchant. He was a pious deacon, celibate, and knowledgeable in the church subjects. His face was also cheerful, and he spoke eloquently. When the patriarchal throne became vacant by the departure of Pope Marcus III, the people unanimously agreed to choose this deacon for the patriarchal rank. When he was enthroned, he took care of his flock in Egypt and Ethiopia. He was a friend to the Sultan Salah al-Din al-Ayyubi. He dealt with all the difficulties with wisdom and the cordial relations he had with everyone. During his time, the custom of sending bishops to the five western cities, Pentapolis, was abolished. When he finished his good endeavor, Pope Ioannis departed in peace after he spent 27 years on the apostolic throne. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 1339 AD, the Holy Father, Pope Benjamin II, the 82nd Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. He was ordained a monk in the Torah Mountain by the name of Benjamin. Saint Barsoom al-Irian prophesied to him that he would someday become patriarch. When the apostolic throne became vacant after the departure of Pope Ioannis IX, the bishops, priests, and archons convened and chose the monk Benjamin. They consecrated him in the year 1327 AD by the name of Pope Benjamin II. He restored the churches and monasteries, especially the monastery of Anbabishoy. He renovated its buildings and ordained monks for it. He consecrated the holy myron, the holy oil, in the monastery of St. Macarius in the year 1330 AD, with the participation of 20 bishops. During his time, persecution befell the Copts at the hands of the governor of Egypt, Sharaf al-Din ibn al-Tag. The king of Ethiopia mediated a peace, and the Copts started back in building the churches that were destroyed. After a long struggle, about 12 years in serving the church, he departed in peace. He was buried in El Sharan Monastery, which is also known as the Monastery of Saint Barsoum El Arian. May the blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.